Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Happy holidays.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is news.
The title of our lesson is Christmas Around the World. Christmas Around the World. Well, Christmas is in 2 days. And people all over the world will celebrate. Marie, how do you celebrate Christmas?
Well, my family decorates our Christmas tree with lights and pretty decorations. The day before Christmas, we put presents under the tree. Then, on Christmas morning, we will open the presents.
That's wonderful. We do the same thing. Well, right now, let's learn those key words. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 虽然世界各地都在庆祝圣诞节，但是庆祝的方式却不尽相同。大部分的人都听过耶稣诞生的故事，这故事就是圣诞节的精神所在。故事就是 story. You might know the story of the birth of Jesus. 在俄罗斯，圣诞节是一个宗教节日。过节的方式仅至于上教堂，然后与家人一起用餐。形容词 religious 就是宗教性的。It's mostly a religious holiday in Russia. They enjoy a pleasant dinner with their families. 句中的 a pleasant dinner 就是一顿愉快的晚餐。形容词 pleasant 就是愉快舒服的。在12月25日，荷兰人过圣诞节也是安安静静的上教堂，然后跟家人用餐。They take a trip to church. 教会就是 church. 墨西哥人用很特别的方式庆祝圣诞节。值得一提的是，圣诞节最受欢迎的花，圣诞红，它的发源地就是墨西哥。It's the popular Christmas flower. 名词花就是 flower.
It's the time for joy and cheer. Christmas is almost here. Hi, this is Ben for LTE News Report. Christmas is an important holiday that is celebrated around the world. You probably know about the food, trees, and gifts. You might know the story of the birth of Jesus.And some carols, too. But not everyone celebrates Christmas in the same way. In Russia, for example, people couldn't celebrate Christmas for many years. Christmas is now celebrated again, but it's mostly a religious holiday. People attend church and enjoy a pleasant dinner with their families.
Christmas is almost here. I will celebrate. Marie will celebrate. Everyone around the world will celebrate on December 25th.
I can't wait. Many people celebrate by eating a lot of food, opening gifts around the Christmas tree, and having a good time with their families. Christmas is an important holiday.
You're right.Christmas is an important holiday, and that's today's
calendar phrase!
Christmas is an important holiday.
Christmas is an important holiday.
圣诞节是个重要的节日。
Christmas is coming!
Yay! Christmas is an important holiday!
Many people will decorate a tree.
Christmas is an important holiday.
Many people will sing Christmas songs.
Christmas is an important holiday.
People exchange gifts.
Gifts? Wow! Christmas is an important holiday. Yay! Christmas!
Christmas is an important holiday.
Christmas is an important holiday.
圣诞节是个重要的节日。
What a great calendar phrase! But not everyone celebrates Christmas in the same way. I wonder how Christina celebrates. Here she is to teach us more about this sentence.
世界各地很多地方都会庆祝圣诞节，但是庆祝的方式却不尽相同。But not everyone celebrates Christmas in the same way. 这个句型可以学，句尾的片语 in the same way 表示以相同的方式。这个句子的句型是 not everyone does something in the same way， 并不是每个人都以一样的方式做某件事。我们来看例句。Not everyone makes the dish in the same way. 不是每个人都用一样的方法去做那道菜。Not everyone gets there in the same way. 不是每个人都以同样的方式抵达那里。
Thank you, Christina. So not everyone celebrates birthdays in the same way, and not everyone celebrates Christmas in the same way.Some of you might sing songs. Others might tell the story of Jesus.
Peter, can you tell us a story? A Christmas story?
Okay, sure. Well, once upon a time, there was a little boy who wanted a bicycle for Christmas. Every year, he hoped he would get a bicycle, but never got it. Until one day...
Oh, did he finally get the bicycle? Did he?
Well, you know, I think I'll finish my story another day.
Peter! Okay, fine. Well, in our lesson, we learned that in Russia, people couldn't celebrate Christmas for many years. But now it is celebrated again, but it's mostly a religious holiday.
That's right. Well, I think we have more to learn about this holiday and how people celebrate around the world.Let's find out what happens in this next part.
In the Netherlands, children look forward to special gifts, but they receive them on December 5th. Children don't put out stockings. Instead, they put out wooden shoes called clogs. Children don't wait for Santa Claus to arrive by sleigh from the North Pole either.Instead, they wait for Sinterklaas to arrive by ship from Spain. December 25th is celebrated quietly with a trip to church and a family meal.
Now we are talking about the Netherlands and how they celebrate Christmas. In the Netherlands, children look forward to special gifts.But they receive them on December 5th.
They receive their presents on December 5th, so they get their presents early, 20 days early.
That's right. And they don't put out stockings like they do in other countries. Stocking. What is a stocking, Peter?
Well, you hang it up during Christmas. It's kind of like a really big sock.And then you get little gifts in your stocking.
Yeah, people fill their stockings with small gifts. In America, many people hang stockings on their wall or above a fireplace.
But instead of hanging up stockings, children in the Netherlands put out wooden shoes called clogs. And they don't wait for Santa Claus to arrive by sleigh from the North Pole.
Sleighs are a lot of fun to ride on. You can usually fit one or two people on a sleigh. And it's used when there's snow or ice on the ground.
Where do you ride your sleigh?
I like to ride my sleigh down hills. I go really fast. Sometimes I will even fall.But it's still a lot of fun.
So instead of waiting for Santa Claus by sleigh from the North Pole, children in the Netherlands wait for Sinterklaas to arrive by ship from Spain. That is interesting.
It is. And on December 25th, people quietly go to church and have a family meal.
That's nice. Wow. I can't believe people celebrate this holiday in different ways. We'll learn more, but right now we need to take a short break. See you soon. Welcome back from the break. So tomorrow is Christmas Eve. What will you do?
I will go to my friend's Christmas party. We will eat a lot of food and exchange Christmas presents too. Oh, we will also play games.
That's great. My family will have a small dinner and we'll get to open one gift. It's always fun. Well, we have one last part. Here it is. We can watch it together.
In Mexico, homes, churches, and businesses are decorated with nativities that show the Christmas story. Children join posada parades that celebrate different parts of the Christmas story. Then, on January 6th, Mexican children get Christmas gifts from the three wise men. Mexico is also the home of the poinsettia, the popular Christmas flower. This is Ben for LTE News. We'll see you next time. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now it's time to talk about Christmas in Mexico. What do they do in Mexico?
In Mexico, homes, churches, and businesses are decorated with nativities that show the Christmas story. Christina, can you tell us more about this?
Homes, churches, and businesses are decorated with nativities. 这里的nativities指的是耶稣诞生图，或者是表现出耶稣诞生故事的各样摆设品。所以这句话的意思是， 家里、教会和公司行号都以 nativities 来做装饰。句型是 A is decorated with B， 表示以 B 来装饰 A。 比如 Her room is decorated with flowers and balloons， 用花和气球装饰她的房间。The walls are decorated with posters and photos， 用海报和照片来装饰墙。
That was helpful, Christina. Right now, my Christmas tree is decorated with lights, and my house is decorated with all things Christmas.
Just like a lot of other homes in America right now. In Mexico, children join posada parades that celebrate different parts of the Christmas story.
You know, we talk about this word celebrate a lot. But let's talk a little bit more about it. How do you celebrate, your birthday?
I celebrate by having a birthday party. I invite my family and my close friends. We eat, drink, and laugh together. How do you celebrate the New Year's? It's coming up very soon.
Well, I stay up until midnight with my friends. Then we all shout, Happy New Year!
That sounds like a very fun time. In Mexico, children get Christmas gifts on January 6th from the three wise men.
Oh, so in Mexico, they get their Christmas gifts on January 6th, which is after Christmas. Earlier, we learned about the Netherlands. They get them early. Mexico gets them late.
Yeah. Two very different countries. We learn in our lesson that Mexico is also the home of the poinsettia, the popular Christmas flower.
Wow, this has been an interesting lesson, but we're out of time, and we need to review all the things that we have learned today. Let's review those key words.
Here's our first key word of the day. Story. Story. Let's listen to a story.
Religious. Religious. Easter is a religious celebration.
Pleasant. Pleasant. I had a pleasant day.
Church. Church. I went to church on Sunday.
Flower. Flower. There are flowers in the garden. Friends, keep on practicing those key words. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
It's the time for joy and cheer. Christmas is almost here. Hi, this is Ben for LTE News Report. Christmas is an important holiday that is celebrated around the world. You probably know about the food, trees, and gifts. You might know the story of the birth of Jesus and some carols too. But not everyone celebrates Christmas in the same way. In Russia, for example, people couldn't celebrate Christmas for many years. Christmas is now celebrated again, but it's mostly a religious holiday. People attend church and enjoy a pleasant dinner with their families. In the Netherlands, children look forward to special gifts, but they receive them on December 5th. Children don't put out stockings. Instead, they put out wooden shoes called clogs. Children don't wait for Santa Claus to arrive by sleigh from the North Pole either. Instead, they wait for Sinterklaas to arrive by ship from Spain. December 25th is celebrated quietly with a trip to church and a family meal. In Mexico, homes, churches, and businesses are decorated with nativities that show the Christmas story. Children join posada parades that celebrate different parts of the Christmas story. Then, on January 6th, Mexican children get Christmas gifts from the three wise men. Mexico is also the home of the poinsettia, the popular Christmas flower. This is Ben for LTE News. We'll see you next time. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Yay!
You know, Ginger, I love singing Christmas carols.
Me too! Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Christmas is an important holiday.
I know. I know the Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was born.
That's right. God sent his son to live among us.
That is so special.
It sure is. You know, Christmas is celebrated all over the world.
All around the world?
Mm-hmm. But not everyone celebrates it in the same way.
They don't?
Nope. Different countries celebrate it in different ways.
Oh, with different customs.
That's right. Some even celebrate on different days.
But the meaning of Christmas is the same, right?
That's right, Ginger. You know, we all celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Yay! That's the best reason to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Let's sing again, okay?
Yeah!
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Yay!
Hi, Mr. Smith. You wanted to see me?
Yes, Jojo. Mm-hmm. Please close the door.
It's closed.
Jojo, I want to talk to you about your English test.
Did I get a 100% again?
Yes, for the third time.
That's late.
Now tell me the truth. Do you cheat on your test?
Cheat? No, Mr. Smith, of course not. I do not cheat on my tests. And I don't
cheat on my homework either.
Yes, I don't cheat on my homework either.
Super! I am Super Sentence Man, and the super sentence is, I don't do something either. Do you have another super sentence for me?
Okay, I don't help other students either.
I don't help other students? You don't help the other students?
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't help other students cheat either.
Ah, that is great. I don't help the other students cheat either. What about you, Mr. Smith?
Sure. I don't trust JoJo. And I don't trust you, Super Sentence Man, either.
You don't trust me?
Did you give JoJo the answers?
Well, of course not. But I love your super sentence, I don't trust you either, you said. Now, JoJo, do you have a super sentence for your teacher?
Yes. Mr. Smith, I don't cheat on my homework either.
Well then, how did you get 100% on everything you do?
That's easy. I study very, very hard.
Because she's a super student?
Oh.
Yes?
Yes! She's a super student.
Say it again, she's a super student.
She's a super student.
Very good. All together now. A super sentence every day will make your English great. And Mr. Smith.
Yes?
She got 100% on her test because you are a super teacher.
That's right. I am a super teacher.
Thanks for joining us today. So, Marie, who will you get gifts for?
I usually buy gifts for all my family members, all my cousins, my grandparents, my siblings, and a lot of my friends. And you know what, Peter? I always get them very early, around November, because there are a lot of sales.
Oh, that's great. And then I always get next year's presents after Christmas. The sales are even better then.
That's great. Okay, friends, we're happy you joined us today. Join us again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.